Chapter 2. Roles and Responsibilities. As commanders, staff, individuals, and units conduct SLE, they use discipline and professionalism in day-to-day interactions to amplify positive actions, counter enemy propaganda, and increase goodwill and support for their mission. These interactions provide the most convincing venue for conveying positive information, assuaging fears, refuting rumors, and mitigating information for effect, propaganda, disinformation, and misinformation. Personal interactions often prove crucial in garnering local support for Army operations and reducing friction and mistrust. Commanders empower subordinates to lead at their levels through mission command. At every level, those conducting SLE are responsible to Army values, professionalism, and supporting national objectives and the current mission. The commander. Commanders are their unit's key engagers because their position and authority invest them with the greatest degree of credibility and access to undertake engagements. They do more than simply model appropriate actions. During operations, commanders optimize interactions with a wide array of audiences, such as the local populace, unified action partners, governmental leaders, and potential allies, through regular engagement. Doing so enables commanders to engender the trust and confidence of the local populace or other audience, bolster confidence in and consensus behind effective and mission-supportive local leaders, deliver messages, quickly address or counter misinformation, disinformation, or propaganda, ensure soldiers and subordinate leaders effectively engage the populace in their areas. Commanders foster a culture of engagement to accomplish their mission and fulfill their intent, as well as exhibit and uphold Army values. This culture of engagement buoys soldiers' confidence to engage many audiences, especially the populace in the AO. Commanders foster a culture of engagement through guidance in the development of a robust communication strategy, defining and reporting critical information requirements, organization of the staff, leveraging IO, public affairs, foreign disclosure, civil affairs, and PSYOP personnel for advice and assistance, leading by example, such as actively conducting engagements, establishing and upholding training requirements, cultural, language, and negotiation training, ensuring resources are provided to staff, manning, funds, and time. Commanders ensure their staff develops engagement efforts that supports their communication synchronization plan. They develop a comprehensive engagement plan with their PSYOP planner, IO officer, civil affairs, CA, the supporting foreign disclosure officer, and public affairs personnel. If available, foreign area officers, cultural or political advisors, and relevant unified action partners also assist. Similarly, commanders leverage other expertise, such as interpreters, to execute SLE. Commanders consider the following questions when integrating SLE into operations. What is the unified narrative, and how can my unit's actions and engagements support it? How can SLE most effectively contribute to achieving objectives or the desired end state? Who needs to be influenced, how, and why? How might the counterpart to an engagement seek to influence you or your unit? Who is the right engager for a specific engagement? What other factors, such as location, timing, contribute to the success of a specific engagement? What obstacles prevent achieving objectives, and how can actions and engagements eliminate or mitigate them? What training is needed to enhance SLE proficiency? Have the 9 principles of SLE been taken into account? See Chapter 1 for the 9 principles. The staff. An effective SLE program is only possible if a single individual, element, cell, or section is assigned responsibility. Assigned or supporting PSYOP staff planners can plan, manage, and assess the commander's SLE efforts in their influence role in support of the command's larger engagement synchronization and inform and influence activities. When the unit lacks assigned PSYOP personnel, SLE may be led by the IO officer, civil affairs personnel, public affairs, or the IO working group as a corporate effort. The appointed SLE proponent will ensure synchronization across all engagements through participation in the IO Working Group. The IO Working Group is comprised of core members with representatives from the Operations Staff Section, Intelligence Staff Section, Civil Affairs Staff Section, Public Affairs, PSYOP, other IRC representatives, and subordinate IO officers or designated representatives. The purpose of this working group is to advise the commander and operations officer on the most effective integration and synchronization of IRCs, as well as IO units augmenting or supporting the operation to achieve the scheme of IO. More detailed information about the IO working group can be found in FM3-13 and ATP3-13.1. The entire staff contributes to SLE planning, preparation, execution, and assessment. Depending on the mission and situation, each member of the staff may be responsible for conducting SLE, often alongside unified action partner equivalents. For example, the intelligence officer will likely engage with partner intelligence officers or personnel and sustainment troops with vendors and contractors. This is codified in some cases as the liaison maintained between elements of military forces or other agencies to ensure mutual understanding and unity of purpose and action. JP3-08. Like the commander, the staff considers who needs to be influenced, the best means and methods to engage the specific audience, and the desired outcomes of the engagement. SLE is a shared responsibility among the staff. Commanders allocate the necessary resources, especially manning, to accomplish the mission. The lead staff proponent is responsible for, among other things, identifying and assessing all audiences that the unit must engage with to meet the commander's end state and the relevant actors who are beneficial to the effort, maintaining a system of tracking SLE, see Appendix B for examples, showing how the unit's engagements interrelate, reinforce the approved narrative, and support the commander's intent, consolidating SLE after-action notes and outcomes into a standard operating procedure, SOP-approved information system, disseminating key findings, commitments, and best practices up, down, and laterally, leading SLE assessment and taking appropriate actions based on the results. Each staff section undertakes certain duties and responsibilities in regards to SLE. The Assistant Chief of Staff Personnel, G1, or Battalion or Brigade Personnel Staff Officer, S1, identifies and recommends assignment of unit personnel who have the talent, appropriate language and cultural skills, knowledge, behaviors, attributes, and preferences to conduct SLE among foreign audiences. The Assistant Chief of Staff, Intelligence, G2, or Battalion or Brigade Intelligence Staff Officer, S2, is responsible for assessing the degree to which the threat could affect engagement efforts, articulating the standards, precedents, or cultural norms that are likely to meaningfully impact the engagement, assessing the impact of other operational environment characteristics on SLE, preparing briefings/debriefings of security forces, providing recommendations on relevant actors in the AO, human intelligence reports, high-value individual cards, all-source analysis, network diagramming relationships between key groups and subgroups in the AO, developing collection plans to support and assess engagements, tasking intelligence, surveillance, and reconnaissance platforms to support information gathering in support of SLE. Briefing/debriefing the SLE team. G3 or S3 handles the effective integration of SLE into current operations, submitting requests for forces or augmentation if appropriate expertise is lacking, the ways that other capabilities can be synchronized to complement and reinforce SLE, how best to provide force protection, identifying changes to unit operations requiring efforts to inform audiences of actions to minimize interference and disinformation or misinformation. The FIRES section integrates SLE into targeting process through targeting working groups and board. The Knowledge Management section develops systems to manage key SLE information to ensure it is widely available for use by other staff elements and subordinate units. develops a SOP-approved SLE information system. The plans section identifies future areas of operations to assist in identifying potential audiences and relevant actors by the IO working group, need to re-engage specific audiences via assessment wargame analysis. The G4 or S4 oversees equipment needed to support SLE execution, services or supplies required, analysis and forecast of logistics requirements for projects and engagements, identification of unit capabilities in support of SLE missions, creation of concept of support for overarching SLE mission, allocation of resources throughout AO, running estimates for enduring operations. The G6 or S6 is responsible for communications needed to support SLE execution, whether face-to-face or virtual. The Provost Marshal Office ensures proper security planning of SLE to include conduct physical security inspection, access of visitor or visitors if SLE conducted within headquarters area. The Public Affairs section prepares to record and document activities if required, provides higher headquarters and unit public affairs themes, messages, and talking points to support SLE, reviews previous engagements, facilitates and enables civilian media engagement, coverage, and interviews to support SLE. G9 or S9 ties unit SLE into civil affairs programs, projects, and activities, makes recommendations on relevant actors in the AO, civil information reports, PAMI-CPT analysis, CA situation reports, provides the G2 or S2 information gained from civilians in the area of operations, coordinates with the IO officer to ensure disseminated information is not contradictory, coordinates with the public affairs officer on supervising public information media under civil control, identifies and assists the G6 or S6 with coordinating military use of local information systems, supports non-CA-directed or led engagements with CA expertise. The foreign disclosure officer ensures commander and staff know what disclosure authorities are in place by country, category of information, and classification authority. Effective and efficient procedures are in place for the review and approval of information desired for disclosure. Commander and staff understand and do not violate the national disclosure policy against conveying false impressions. More broadly, the staff, either through the IO working group or a separate SLE working group, develops the unit's engagement strategy to reinforce approved themes and messages, integrates, synchronizes, and deconflicts deliberate engagements, allocates resources and support, collects, analyzes, and maintains engagement data, coordinates refinement of future engagements, directs re-engagement, develops overall engagement strategy. An engagement strategy is a comprehensive and adaptive program of interactions across all levels and audiences that reinforces mission accomplishment and achieves the commander's intent. The strategy must nest with higher headquarters engagement activities and, ultimately, with national strategic objectives. As a minimum, it should include the following: analysis and assessment of the operational environment with specific emphasis on its cultural and informational aspects, identification of desired effects of SLE, relevant audiences, actors, and key leaders, development of spheres of influence, identifying which person or element is responsible for engagements with a designated audience, development of engagement objectives, frequency of engagements, determination of how each engagement reinforces or complements all others, choice of engagement type, such as media engagements, key leader engagement, known as KLE, traditional communication events, civil engagements conducted by CA forces, police engagements, unified action partner engagements, selection of appropriate physical activities to reinforce engagements, selection and application of engagement tools and resources, development of branches and sequels or alternative approaches, training and rehearsal times and locations, assessment plan, tracking of commitments, development of reporting protocols. Crafts commander's narrative to reinforce approved themes and messages. The commander frames the narrative the unit will communicate. The staff, led by the IO officer, crafts the verbiage and then refines it based on the commander's review and feedback. A narrative is an overarching expression of context and desired results. It focuses primarily on shaping perceptions of relevant audiences in the AO. Not only does it provide rationale to audiences affected by military operations, but the narrative also serves as a guide to units so that their actions, words, and images appropriately align. The final result is a unit whose actions support and reinforce the narrative and ensure its consistency, viability, and effectiveness. This narrative accounts for and nests with approved themes and messages, which come down from the strategic level through public affairs and PSYOP channels. A theme is an overarching concept or intention designed for broad application to achieve operational objectives. A message is a more narrowly focused communication directed at a specific audience to support a specific theme. Integrates, synchronizes, and deconflicts planned engagements. SLE must be viewed comprehensively and synergistically like other planned actions and activities. Engagements should never be one-off events, but rather planned as webs of interactions and conversations that advance, amplify, enhance, and affirm intended consequences, or conversely, decelerate, mitigate, or diminish unintended consequences. An effective engagement plan also requires vigilant monitoring and constant updating to avoid overlaps or gaps and ensure consistency of messaging. Provides resources and support. Engagements are not typically resource intensive and only require personnel, transportation, and time. However, since the Army does not resource SLE element unless commanders request and receive external augmentation, they must identify manning for SLE elements from existing resources. Most elements lack the personnel to habitually resource engagement without losing the ability to execute their assigned functions. The engagement team must research local customs and traditions regarding meetings of various types, such as business, formal and informal, general meetings, and other types of meetings. Depending on the type of engagement and the culture in which it occurs, there may be a requirement for refreshments or the exchange of small gifts. In the case of traditional communication, the cost of hosting a local gathering, for example, may include the cost of meals, transportation, and lodging for the attendees, and possibly even stipends to encourage wider attendance. Collects, analyzes, and maintains engagement data. Engagements yield critical information that facilitates analysis. Data such as who attended the engagement, what was said and by whom, what grievances or concerns were aired, what commitments or promises were made, and even what nonverbal cues were noted are all important to capture, catalog, and subsequently analyze. Coordinates refinement of future engagements. Based on a synthesis of the engagement data collected, the lead staff proponent for SLE as part of the IO working group refines the engagement plan, synchronization matrix, and actual execution of future engagements. Being culturally attuned is a fundamental tenet of effective engagement strategies. The input of a cultural advisor or other regional expert may prove helpful. In many cultures, meaningful results can only occur after a series of introductory interactions to build trust. Directs re-engagement. Building trust and confidence, ensuring that actions are harmonized with words and images, influencing the local populace away from the influence of the enemy or adversarial forces, all require continual engagement and re-engagement and a keen eye toward where the next engagement or re-engagement needs to occur and why. The staff proponent for SLE has the primary responsibility to cull, assess, and prioritize which engagements require follow-up and ensuring it happens. However, all soldiers and leaders, based on their interactions, determine when re-engagements are necessary and inform their chain of command. Specialized units and personnel. Every unit is responsible for shaping its operational area. And while SLE is an embedded capability within every unit, there are times when external support from trained experts or specialized forces is warranted, even essential, to achieving outcomes necessary for mission accomplishment. Throughout the SLE process, expertise provided by PSYOP and CA forces or personnel can make the difference between success and failure. In execution, the use of indigenous advisors or spokespersons, as well as translators, ensure that messages and talking points are delivered with greater cultural empathy and accuracy. Planned SLEs, in particular, benefit from careful selection of the lead engager. Commanders should select organic personnel, regardless of specialty or assigned duties, who have the cultural background, travel experience, education, or other unique factors relevant to SLE. If the requisite expertise is lacking from within, commanders look externally to find the right person. The extra time it takes to find this individual is typically outweighed by their ability to deliver the desired results. Commanders and staffs weigh their priorities, resources, and timelines as they determine how and who to incorporate from outside the unit. The following groups are potential options for external support: PSYOP forces and personnel, CA forces, foreign area officers, foreign disclosure officers, linguists, security force assistance brigades, cultural, political, and other advisors, military police, musicians, indigenous advisors and spokespersons, unified action partners, new partners developed through SLE, psychological operations forces and personnel. PSYOP soldiers primarily conduct engagement to influence selected individuals and groups. As part of a dedicated influence capability, PSYOP soldiers are selected, trained, educated, equipped, and organized to plan, execute, and assess influence-oriented engagement with targets and audiences. This includes planning engagements with foreign populations, leaders, key communicators, and others to achieve specific objectives. PSYOP planners and soldiers plan and execute military information support operations within the parameters of a Secretary of Defense approved program or some type of order that provides specific parameters on engagement with approved and prohibited targets and audiences. Office of the Secretary of Defense level documents provide guidance on Department of Defense, DOD, influence activities on engagement that also applies to non-PSYOP forces. An Office of the Secretary of Defense prohibited individual or group for PSYOP forces is also typically prohibited to other United States forces unless the Secretary of Defense or designated authority provides a specific exception, which would be rare. For more information on DoD policy, refer to CJCSI 3110.05 Foxtrot and DODI 3607.02. The following vignette is an example of a prohibited SLE target. Insight: Grand Ayatollah Ali al-Sistani. It is best to remain unengaged when a key leader's influence is congruent with Army forces' engagement objectives. An example is Grand Ayatollah Ali al-Sistani, the spiritual leader of Shia Islam and an important influence for United States efforts to establish stability during Operation Iraqi Freedom. During the invasion and subsequent consolidation phase, al-Sistani was widely viewed as a neutral force for regional stabilization, and this was respected by Shia and Sunni Iraqis. For that reason, PSYOP forces operated under strict orders to not address him in any way, nor cite him in their messages. Commanders quickly applied this restriction to their forces out of concern that any mention of al-Sistani would cause him to be viewed as other than a neutral broker for peace in Iraq. In the case of a key leader, a PSYOP soldier may seek to put out information of interest to people the leader influences, but a longer-term goal is to influence the leader for a variety of reasons, such as to support United States objectives, build rapport for follow-on influence efforts, use the leader as a means of influencing broader groups and other key leaders. Provide legitimacy and credibility to United States influential messages by spreading the content via a trusted source. For PSYOP forces, face-to-face communication is one of the means and techniques to conduct engagement. During planning and influence series development, a key output is a face-to-face encounter outline, which highlights issues PSYOP forces should address to include particular themes, as well as talking points and topics to avoid. The series packet, comprising psychological actions and messages directed at a specific target or audience, along with the face-to-face outline, then goes to a select few command staff members for review and comment before the commander approves it for execution. Once the series is approved, PSYOP forces then have an official mandate and guidance to address an issue. This is particularly important when confronting politically sensitive or controversial issues, in that the outline provides not only PSYOP forces with specific guidance, but other forces and units as well. That guidance can serve as the basis for developing talking points for the rest of the command and serves as a control measure to help achieve consistent, predictable results. When addressing issues during unplanned encounters in the normal course of operations, PSYOP soldiers frequently rely on general guidance or guidance from applicable series. Consequently, an important advantage PSYOP soldiers have over other forces is that they are prepared to conduct engagement at any time to knowledgeably discuss a wide range of issues. PSYOP staff planners and unit leaders assist in managing and assessing a unit's overall engagement activities. This ensures consistency across operating forces, prevents conflicting effects with other inform and influence activities, and remains within Office of the Secretary of Defense guidelines. For PSYOP forces, part of assessment is to determine the psychological effects of deliberate actions to include SLE. SLE can have significant effects regardless of the messages conveyed. Decades of operational data demonstrate that face-to-face communication is among the most effective means of influencing a target or audience and continues to be an important influence tool. Refer to FM3-53 for more information about PSYOP forces' execution of engagements. Civil Affairs Forces and Personnel. Army CA forces are the DoD's primary force, specifically trained and educated to shape foreign political military environments by working through and with host nations, regional partners, and indigenous populations. These forces and the operations they conduct are the commander's asset to purposefully engage non-military organizations, institutions, and populations. CA forces plan, prepare for, execute, assess, and transition civil affairs operations at all levels of war. CA forces are designated forces and units organized, trained, and equipped to conduct civil affairs operations and to support civil military operations. The mission of CA forces is to mitigate or defeat threats to civil society, conduct responsibilities normally performed by civil governments across the range of military operations, or to enable civil military operations to shape the civil environment and set the conditions for military operations. Fundamental to civil military operations and civil affairs operations is the establishment and maintenance of relationships with civil authorities, the general population, and other organizations. SLE provides one of the surest means to accomplish both the cultivation of these relationships and their continued viability. Foreign Area Officers. Foreign Area Officers are commissioned officers from any of the armed services who are regionally focused experts in political military operations. They possess a combination of strategic focus and regional expertise with political, cultural, sociological, economic, and geographic awareness, and foreign language proficiency in at least one of the languages in their specified region. Army Foreign Area Officers typically serve at the Geographic Combatant Command or Army Service Component Command staff levels. They advise senior commanders and leaders on political military issues and relations with other nations, provide cultural expertise to forward deployed commands conducting military operations, build and maintain long-term relationships with foreign leaders, develop and coordinate security cooperation plans, execute security assistance programs with host nations, and report on national or regional political, military, and economic information to the United States government. In order to accomplish their duties and fulfill their command's mission, foreign area officers routinely conduct SLE, either as the lead engager or in support of others. Their expertise is also invaluable when preparing others for SLE. Their knowledge of local cultural, social, and political customs and practices make them ideal as role players during SLE rehearsals. Foreign Disclosure Officers. Foreign Disclosure Officers are those United States government civilian or uniformed military personnel who are authorized and tasked to plan for, recommend, and effect the disclosure of classified military information, known as CMI, and/or controlled unclassified information, known as CUI, to an authorized representative of a foreign government or international organization. Foreign Disclosure Officers are the principal advisor to the commander and staff in this area and must be fully integrated members of the engagement team and/or IO working group. Linguists. Linguists bring specialized expertise in the language or languages of the populace in the AO. They provide translation and interpretation support to all phases of SLE. Typically, different people perform translation than do interpretation. Translators focus on the technical task of translating one language to another, with emphasis on ensuring that the language is clear and accurate. They use dictionaries and other reference material to aid their translation. In contrast, interpreters convert one language to another and vice versa in real time. They must be attentive listeners, able to hear what is being said in one language while rendering it in another, and knowledgeable of the subject or issues about which they are interpreting. Leaders must closely monitor the role of host nation or third country national linguists in SLE to avoid any potential personal bias that may be counter to United States policy. Security Force Assistance Brigades. Geographically aligned Security Force Assistance Brigades have intrinsic and current knowledge to help support commanders developing an effective, unified narrative. Cultural, political, and other advisors. Depending on the nature of operations, the complexity of the OE, and the degree of unified action partner involvement and collaboration, commanders may have a range of advisors providing specialized expertise and consultation. These might include political military or foreign policy advisors, cultural advisors, socio-behavioral advisors, or other subject matter experts. Foreign policy expertise is provided by United States State Department political advisors. Political advisors are assigned to the United States Military Service Chiefs, the Regional Unified Combatant Commands, select subordinate operational commands and task forces, the functional commands, and the National Guard Bureau. Cultural advisement tends to be situation and mission dependent and may require full-time positions on a staff. Cultural expertise is typically contracted and filled by United States personnel who emigrated from the country or region in which operations are occurring or are members of the local populace aligned with United States interests. Similarly, socio-behavioral or other advisors are added to staffs depending on mission requirements. For example, during Operations Iraqi and Enduring Freedom, commanders down to brigade level had access to human terrain teams comprised of personnel from the social science disciplines. The human terrain system and its teams were discontinued in 2014. Military police. Police engagement can be formal or informal. Police engagement may be an activity as part of deliberate information gathering, targeting, or collection efforts, or can be conducted as a reactive response to an episodic event. Formal police engagement gains support or information or conveys a message. It requires preparation, coordination, and post-engagement reporting. Military police or criminal investigation division personnel may serve as the key communicators within a sphere of influence that includes host nation or multinational police leaders, or they may support a separate key communicator. At home station installations, military police and criminal investigation division agents conduct formal police engagements with communities to collect information and to develop solutions to mitigate or prevent crime or disorder. Informal police engagement occurs when military police interact with other police entities or populations. Military police identify criminal networks, crime-conducive conditions, and other factors in the OE that can destabilize an area. Informal police engagement gathers information through passive collection techniques and talking with the population or police partners. Military police must be cognizant of these opportunities and ensure that this information is reported and fused with other collected information. For additional information on police engagement, see ATP 3-39.10. Musicians. Army bands are an IRC that can create desired effects at a specific time and place through music performances. Army bands can provide commanders with an advantage by influencing the attitudes and behaviors of relevant audiences. Bands communicate through performances that align with and support the commander's intent. Army musicians understand talking points and study local culture, habits, and ways of communicating. Army band performances are soldier and leader engagements that are non-threatening and are delivered with confidence and competence. For more information, refer to ATP 1-19. Unified Action Partners. Interagency partners should be informed and potentially participate in SLE based on their knowledge and understanding of the operational environment. This could include the United States Agency for International Development, other governmental agencies, Department of State, and intelligence community partners. Partner nations can be vital to supporting SLE, as they might be more knowledgeable of local culture and customs, or may be indigenous to the population. Individual soldiers, civilians, and leaders. Individual soldiers, civilians, and leaders often find themselves having to conduct unplanned SLE, particularly dynamic interactions with the local populace. Their ability to do so competently and confidently could mean the difference between success and failure, not only of the engagement itself, but the larger operation or mission. The necessity to conduct SLE at a moment's notice is why commanders create a culture of engagement in their units and make SLE a routine training event. Like reacting to any other contact, soldiers and civilians ensure that they understand and rehearse SLE basics on a reoccurring basis. They extend lessons learned through individual and unit training to the interactions they have outside work and vice versa. They understand that even impromptu meetings, engagements, or interactions benefit from applying fundamentals that only get better with practice. For more information on individual, unit, and institutional training on SLE, see Appendix A.